Yeah, Miss Snyder.
Yes, we got some nice fresh eggs. Well, pretty fresh. 16 cents a dozen. Yep, that's pretty cheap, ain't it? Doesn't hardly pay for the wear and tear on the hens.
Dad Burns, Dad, cut out that dad darn vissing on the phone. Come here a minute.
Keep still, you old fool. No, not you, Miss Snyder. I was talking to my partner, Eb. Say, Miss Snyder, you got any bees up at your house? Bees. B-double-E-Z. Yes, that's it. Oh, you ain't, huh?
Greaves. Of course she's got some greaves. Just sold her a bucket of lard yesterday.
I didn't say greaves. Said bees.
Oh, geez. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
No, I know you don't want any grease, Miss Snyder. I was talking to Father Ed. You know anyone who's got some bees for sale? You think maybe some of the neighbors have, huh? Well, we could use a few delivered at Squidgeville. Yes, Bob Racetrack. I said Bob, F-O-B.
Jack Navid's there, but you can find more ways of loafing than any fellow I ever see.
Well, if you see anyone, Miss Snyder, who wants to sell some bees, tell them to deliver them to the racetrack in Squidgeville Saturday. What's that? Oh, shucks, no. Don't address them to Ed or me. You see, I'll tell you what. Send them to Hector Smith. Yes, that's it. Hector Smith, Squidgeville Racetrack Saturday. Yes, tell anyone when you see. Yeah, I'll send the eggs right up by him. Goodbye.
Say, you know, there's more to training a racehorse than you'd think. Just look at him.
Just a lot of darn foolishness, what it is.
What's darn foolishness?
Sitting there reading how racehorses is trained in Kentucky.
It is, huh?
Yes, it is.
Well, if I don't read this, who around here is going to know enough to train Flash?
Well, you don't want him to do tricks. All he has to know is that just enough to tear out and beat all other horses. What's the good of crowds and a lot of other stuff in his head?
Say, you ain't got no learning at all, have you?
Yeah, I reckon I got enough to not try to teach Flash no tricks.
Who said anything about tricks?
You did.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You didn't.
I didn't.
You did not.
I did.
You did.
Say, what was we arguing about?
About learning that racehorse tricks, wasn't it?
Which side was I on?
Why, you said you were going to learn that racehorse out of that book you got there.
That burns, Zeb. Didn't you ever hear of them training a prize fighter?
More than that. I've seen him do it. He's a regular champion, he was.
And how did they do it?
What do you mean?
Did they make this here prize fighter jump through a hoop or turn it back Somerset or something?
Oh, you darned old fool. Of course they didn't. Just laid them on a table and rubbed them all over with a towel.
Now you're talking sense. That's just what I'm going to do with Flash.
Well, you won't never be able to do it.
Why won't I?
You won't ever be able to do it.
Of course I will. Why won't I?
You won't be able to get the horse to lay on no table.
Jack Nabbit, you don't have to make him lie down on a table to train him.
Maybe, but you'll have to train him to lie down on the table.
It ain't no use arguing with you. Well, let's see here what else it says. It says they've got to be fed on bluegrass.
Oh, shucks. Any darn fool knows grass is green.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, I guess you ain't as smart as you thought you was.
Well, you know grass is green, don't you? Of
course I do.
That's what I said. Any darn fool knows it.
But racehorses have got to have bluegrass.
Well, you might dye some blue.
No, I can't do that.
You dyed the horse blue.
You don't have to bring that up. Now, keep quiet.
Listen, I see a picture of a racehorse once, and he had on kind of a hood with glasses over his eyes. He looked like a frog.
I see that, too. Looked like he had goggles on, didn't he?
Yep, that's it.
Well, that's settled, then.
What are you talking about? You're crazy unusual today, it appears to me.
Why, the bluegrass is settled, you darn fool. We'll put on one of them hoods with blue glasses in it.
What for?
So his hay will look like bluegrass, of course.
Well, what's the next thing about this here horse race training?
Let's see. It says here, the horse must be thoroughly rubbed and K-N-E-A-D-E-D.
Need, yes. That spells need.
Well, what in tarnation does it mean?
Shucks, don't you even know what it is to need something?
I didn't have to look in the book to know that. You know that you need a horse to win a horse race.
Dad, burn it, that ain't what it means at all. It means you got to need to win the race.
All the same, if you needed to win the horse race, you'd need a racehorse all the worse then, wouldn't you?
Well, we need to win right enough, I know that. What's the next one?
It says here the withers must be in perfect condition.
Just so, but what in tarnation will you do about the wither?
Rub some bear grease on it, I guess.
Oh, you dag-nabbed old fool. You lost all your senses?
It says so right here. Grease and affected weather with bear grease. Says so, plain as day.
Well, it can't be done.
Then what in tarnation do you put in the book for then?
I don't know, but I, for one, ain't going to monkey with the weather just for the sake of a horse race now.
You might grease it all right if you knew where to begin.
Yes, but how could you find out where to begin?
You might ask someone.
Well, you can ask him.
Of course I'll ask him. If you got to grease the weather, we got to, that's all.
Well, go on the next.
Says here, the frog should be carefully washed daily.
Oh, it doesn't say that.
That too.
I bet it doesn't.
It does. Dad Branch says to wash the frogs daily.
What in tarnation has frogs got to do with it? I bet you turned too many pages.
No, I didn't.
Oh, what's the idea of washing frogs anyhow? Don't they get clean enough in swimming all the time?
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But just says to wash them, that's all.
Well, you can wash them now. I ain't going to wash no frogs.
I'm head trainer. And you can wash him, Dad Brown.
Don't say nothing to him about me washing any frogs.
Why not?
Oh, somebody's got to run the store while you're away.
I ain't going away.
You think so, huh?
No, I ain't.
Well, you wait till he hears about you trying to grease the weather.
Why, your dad darned old fool for 2 cents?
You wouldn't do nothing but talk.
You won't do nothing but talk.
You heard me, son.
Gentlemen, I said gentlemen. Please.
Mm-hmm. Won't do nothing but talk.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to stop talking, Eb. He said gentlemen.
What? Mm. Why, Dad, bring your hat to me
now. Gentlemen, wait now. Now, what is the matter?
Oh, Eb's gone plumb crazy. That's what's the matter.
I just asked him to wash some frogs, and the stubborn old fool won't do it.
I don't believe I quite understand you. You say there's some difficulty about frogs.
And about the weather.
Oh, come now. What's the sense in arguing about the weather? You can't do anything about it, you know.
That's just what I told him.
It says here in the book, it says to grease it.
Oh, no, surely not. Let me see the book a moment, please.
Let go of it. You can't read straight nohow.
All right, here she is, right there.
Now, let me see. I see what you mean. The wither. The withers must be greased daily.
That's what I said, the wither.
No, the withers, my dear fellow, is the shoulder blade of the horse in question.
What horse is that?
Why, the horse that's being trained. In your case, it would refer to Flash.
What's the question?
I don't understand.
You said something about a horse being in question. Where's the horse, and what's the question?
Oh, that's just a manner of speaking.
Well, Eb don't know nothing about manners, so he wouldn't know what you was talking about.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well, Dad, bring your old hide for 2 cents.
Now, gentlemen.
I told him there was some way you could grease the weather.
Not weather. Withers.
But you've got to have manners to do it right, haven't you, Professor?
No, not necessarily.
I show you don't know nothing about it. Now, what you're talking
Didn't
about?
You just say you had to have manners to speak to the horse about the question regarding the weather?
No, I did not.
Why, sir, those were your very words. I heard you use them.
I may have used the words you mentioned, but the arrangement was somewhat different.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
What, about washing frogs? What in tarnation is the idea of washing them anyway?
Now, wait. Now, just a moment. Wait,
the book says you got to wash them. Right there she is.
Now, listen. Listen carefully,
all right,
please.
Let's have it. Straight from the shoulder.
If you lift up one of the feet of your horse and look at the bottom of its hoof.
Listen, what's that got to do with frogs?
If you lift up the hoof, you'll find the frog on the bottom.
You don't say so.
Oh, shucks. What's the sense in lifting up the foot? Yet if you just listened, you'd hear the frog croak.
Oh, no! Oh, you're impossible.
And what's the matter with him, do you suppose?
Shucks. I guess he's gone out to look for some frogs.
Maybe.